Welcome to Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger, and joining me this morning, the head coach of the Mexico Bulldogs boys basketball team, Darren Pappas, also Mexico High School Activities Director, Brandon Schaefer, and good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys in here. You know, Meet the Community. You know, a lot of people think about what is community, but I think that was pretty well represented during the Mexico High School boys basketball game against Vashon. We're going to start off with Coach Pappas, quarterfinals game here at the Mexplex. I can't remember whenever it was filled up that full for a long, long time.
Yeah, for sure. You know, great community support, large crowd, really rowdy and loud at times. Definitely was one that we will not forget anytime soon because, you know, it was great support just having the Mexico community behind us, cheering on our guys, taking on a really good team. And, you know, I think that also played a huge factor in the ball game that night.
Absolutely. Let's just kind of talk a little bit about your season, wrapping things up. Another successful year, 20-plus wins, a pretty nice playoff run, just kind of recap your season, if you will.
Yeah, so we had high expectations for this group when they came in. We had a really good summer leading up to this 24-25 campaign, and the guys came in and firing on all cylinders. Obviously, the first part of the season before Christmas, we beefed up our season quite a bit with some tough opponents on our schedule. And it was about that Christmas time when we were down at the Rolla tournament. We played the number one team in Class 3, Principia, and we were down three headed into the fourth quarter, ended up losing by 11. That was kind of a changing point for our group. That kind of, you know, set the tone for the rest of the year. Our guys kind of believed them, started to believe in one another, started to believe in what we were doing, and then they just bought in. And from there on, we only lost three games in the 2025 campaign of our season. And so, you know, that's just those guys buckling down and really getting after it and really focusing on the details and everything that we're trying to preach and teach at practice.
We'll bring in the Missouri State High School Activities Association into this conversation because Vashon keeps coming up in community conversations. You know, a lot of people are saying, why won't they move Vashon up in a class after they've won it 6-7 years in a row? Anybody can take that question. Have you reached out to Misha? Has Misha made a statement on that? Or where are we at with that? Anybody can take that one.
I'll take that one. Vashon is a public school. And so Misha has championship factor that plays a role in a lot of different schools. However, it's just private schools. So with Vashon being a St. Louis public school, they will continue to stay Class 4 as long as their enrollment allows them to. If the bracket changes in the future, that would help the Class 8 or the District 8 Class 4 teams that continue to win and keep running into Vashon. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I guess it's a wait and watch in this space, you know, and we will see how that turns out. I know several people have emailed Misha and have meetings with Misha, so we'll be waiting a response on that. We'll get off that subject and kind of talk a little bit about Mexico basketball involved with the community. You know, Coach Pappas, you can kind of speak to that. So your players get out there, get out and about, and they do help in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our guys want to be helpful as much as possible. They want to be looked at as role models and positive influence in our youth's lives. A lot of our guys are cadet teachers and have that time built in, the school time, to go to our elementary schools and work with our young children and definitely try to guide them in the right direction. And that's always a positive thing for us to get those guys out into the elementary schools so those little kids can look up to them and hopefully be like them when they get older. And then definitely our guys, you know, willing to do anything. We've done several different little community projects around. Anytime somebody calls, hey, we need this, or hey, can you help us with this? We're always there, willing to help any way that we can. You know, we're all about class pride and tradition, and we want to definitely represent the Mexico basketball program with pride and definitely go out and sell ourselves to the community and give back to the community because they give us so much.
I know that several people have asked me, whenever you get into the playoffs, there it goes to a digital ticket system. And a lot of people are like, I'll just show up and go. And you're like, no, you have to get a digital ticket ahead of time. Kind of explain to us that process. Does Misha take over once it goes into the state playoff format? And do they split that with the school, or how does that work?
Yes. So once it moves past districts into sectionals, quarterfinals, it is automatically digital ticketing. That just allows them to be able to count attendance a lot easier and to split the revenue for those games with the school district that is hosting the games. It makes it easier for Misha to do that. It makes it, it streamlines the process a lot more. I know it's frustrating for some people, but I thought our gate workers did a great job on Saturday working with those people that didn't have the digital tickets, showing them where to go, showing them how to do it. But yeah, we do get some revenue back. I can't remember the percentage, but it'll be a good percentage that will help pay for our workers, pay for anybody that had to, or our custodians for the day, stuff like that. So Misha does what they can to take care of the schools that host state games.
Absolutely. Let's kind of talk a little bit about the conference situation. North Central Missouri Conference, of course, going to be coming to an end next school year. There have been meetings already in Moberly, and I think there was a second meeting. Just kind of give us an update on that situation and, tell us what you can.
Yeah. So there was a second meeting. I will say that Dr. Lentz is doing a phenomenal job at giving Mexico the best opportunity possible. And so the second meeting, the first meeting included seven schools. Majority of them were NCMC schools. And the second meeting, we ended up having 10 school districts represented by either the AD. I think the AD, all the ADs were there from the 10 schools, along with superintendents. And so when you get a superintendent involved, that makes the process move much quicker. There will be another meeting in April, and all the school districts that were there will be there. And they will come together and make a decision for the 26-27 school year. And it's not an ultimatum, but it's a, are you in or are you out? And so we can start creating schedules and start developing bylaws because there is an AD that has done this before, and Ryan Richardson from Hallsville. So he's been very vital in that process and letting us know what it looks like to create a new conference. So I'm not going to get too optimistic, but it is nice to have the superintendents in the room. It means a lot more.
What's the name of the new conference?
Richardson said that the meeting that they had to start their other conference was almost a day long, or it was 8 hours long to find a name. So we shall see.
Okay. To be determined,
yes,
if you will. What about renovations at the Mexico High School as far as the basketball court goes? Anything coming up over the summer or in the future for that?
So with the bond, the community support that Darren mentioned, we passed the bond, and obviously you can see what's happening on the softball field. Tennis courts will be added within the next 6 months to a year. Inside the basketball court, or inside Gary Filbert, this summer there will be HVAC work, which if you look at our court, if you look at the floor, you can see that there are waves on the east side of the gym on the baseline and in the lane. And so what maintenance would like to do is figure out first, is there moisture getting to the floor? How do we fix that? Which the HVAC, and then the next summer we will hopefully have a brand new hardwood floor. It'll be green. No. Coach Pappas and Dr. Lentz will work on like the design and stuff, and Coach Mudd as well. We'll work on the design. But yeah, we have a new hardwood floor coming within the next 2 years. And then, you know, with that, I got a lot of, when you're good, people look at the signs, people look at the years, and so finding a consistent banner, finding a consistent way to display what years we won districts, what years we went to state, that'll be something I'll be doing this summer. I'll probably be reaching out to businesses for the advertising, for the sponsorships, using that money to do huddle and to upgrade that area, because it's a big deal, and it hasn't been upgraded since 2013, or updated since 2013. So the four in the last 5 years, they've won districts, got to quarterfinals. That's not up there yet. And I want it to be consistent, and I want it to look sharp. And so that's something that I will work on.
All right. We will look at that in the future as well. You know, we have not talked about Mexico Lady Bulldogs basketball, and we want to do that today as well. They had a phenomenal run right along with the Mexico boys. What was it like having that run with both boys and girls teams together?
It was go ahead.
Yeah, it was definitely awesome experience, you know, being able to have both teams win district titles, win sectionals, and make it to the quarterfinals. Our guys and us coaches also really, really supported each other during that run, bouncing ideas off each other, answering any questions that, you know, either one of us had. And, you know, just trying to be consistent as possible with both programs. When you get to the playoffs, you don't want it to be super different than the regular season. I know that sounds kind of a little different, but you want it to be kind of a normal game because you don't want to put extra pressure on your players. You want to be able to have them to go out and perform at a high level. And so just being able to talk to each other, bounce ideas off each other. Obviously, the girls had different ways of doing their thing, and the boys have different routines as well. But they were both there to support each other. I know a lot of our guys made the trip to MICDS for the quarterfinal game. We all went down for the sectional game. It just worked out that we were able to give them the day off after our sectional win and go support them and get that sectional win at Westminster. So it was just a really, really fun experience, and it's really good for our community, you know, for Mexico basketball, boys and girls, to be able to represent our school district, in this community on a state level.
I can remember this time about last year we were having a discussion about athletics and numbers in athletics.
Yep.
Has that improved? And let's just kind of address the state of athletics in Mexico, if you will.
For sure. I'll start with winter. Our winter sports, the rosters, the eligibility rosters, the kids participating was up by 8 to 10 students. And so that includes boys and girls wrestling as well, cheer. But our basketball teams both, we saw improvement in numbers there. And obviously in the fall, Mr. Ellerbrock presented in his board report that there was a big improvement in participation during the fall. So the winter just kind of rolled right into that. And we're seeing a lot more involvement. I would like to see more just because data shows that when kids are involved, they're going to be at school, they're going to have better grades, and they're going to be able to take what they learn and use it in the real world. And so just continuing to find ways to get involved, get kids involved, is what I like to do. And that goes for our dog pound. And if you saw our dog pound on Saturday, it was packed. And what I would like to do next year is find ways to get kids into games to where all kids can come to games, whether or not they can afford it or not. And that's something that Mr. Ellerbrock and I are going to work on, because seeing those kids that you don't see all the time, it was just a blessing.
Yeah, I love that.
Yep.
Coach Pappas, state of the state of the Mexico Bulldogs boys basketball team. What's the future look like?
Yeah, you know, we graduate 7 guys from this year's quarterfinal team. They will go down as one of the groups that have won the most games throughout their 4-year career. So we got to replace some big names, but we got some big guys coming back from this year's squad. We got a really good freshman group from this season that can definitely contribute not maybe immediately next year, but also down the road. And then we got a really good 8th grade group coming in that's got some talented basketball players in it. They had a really good 8th grade year, and the 7th grade group is really, really good too. So we're really, really optimistic and excited about what's coming up for Mexico basketball. You know, Coach Nunley, Coach Gleason, and myself always evaluate during the summertime, and when we get those guys from the middle school coming up to the high school, and then the guys that are returning to our program in the summertime as well, we do a lot of evaluations through our shootouts, through our weight training with Coach Scott. And, you know, we continue to evaluate those guys and look at where they, you know, the pieces fit for each one of them in terms of our program and try to put the best product that we can out on the floor, whether that's the freshman group, the JV group, or the varsity group. And we've been fortunate enough that we've done a really good job of evaluating kids and figuring out exactly where they should fall. And I want the community to understand that, you know, it's a process. Kids, you know, it's okay for a freshman just to play a freshman level their first year at the high school level. They're developing, they're learning the ways in which we're trying to teach them. And what you'll see if you look at our guys throughout the years, even on this year's quarterfinal team, we've had guys that have played just freshman, their freshman level, and we've continued to develop them over the four-year course. And, you know, then they become all-district, all-conference, even some all-state players, you know. And so that's what's exciting about the coaching end of it. It's not really wins and losses. It's watching those kids develop and grow over their four-year span if they stick with our program and really buy into what we're trying to teach and coach them at a high level.
You know, Nolan Richardson at University of Arkansas used to have the 50 minutes of hell defense. We're not taking any breaks on Meet the Community today. We're going into overtime, and we're going to get the wild card question going here, guys. So, favorite moment of this season, and we'll give you a second to think about it because it was a terrific season. Either one of you, maybe we'll start with Mr. Schaefer in a favorite moment or moments of this basketball season.
You know, I wasn't able to attend the district championship game, but being able to see Holden Albert put the icing on the cake, I was at my daughter's dance, Janet's dance recital, so I went straight home, watched the whole thing. I was up till 12:30 watching the game, and I think Holden Albert's dunk was just like, I gave me goosebumps. It was one of those, you know, any PJ dunk was fun to see. But for the girls, that just seeing the girls and how excited they were after they won that district, it's been so long for them, and just the happiness from the parents. It's been a phenomenal basketball year and a great wrestling year.
Yeah, absolutely. We do not want to forget about wrestling, all of the sports, but Coach Pappas, you took a lot of Gatorade showers this season.
Yeah, probably the and I'll kind of piggyback what Coach Schaefer said, that district championship game was probably the most memorable game just because of knowing what Hallsville had coming into that game, knowing the kind of record that they had and the teams that they had played, and then obviously our guys used that a little bit as motivation, and just to see them come out and just play phenomenal basketball for four quarters, and then the excitement in the locker room obviously got doused with water in the locker room, and just the celebration and the camaraderie, and, you know, as I tell our guys all the time, get used to it. Because you're going to be hugging people that you don't even know. And that's kind of how that playoff run goes. After the sectional win, obviously, you know, that was a big one too. And then, you know, just you could see after the quarterfinal game too at home, nobody really wanted to leave. And that's just those guys and what it meant to them and what it meant to the community and the community support being there. You know, just seeing those guys not wanting to leave the court, not wanting to take the jersey off one last time. Means a lot, and obviously the girls, big memory for them, for me, was watching them win that sectional game at Westminster, and just watching two different halves. Like, first half, it was kind of slow start. They were, you know, a little bit behind and kind of needed to settle down, and then that third quarter, they went on that run, and just to see the excitement after the game and all of our guys being there to support them was awesome.
Certainly appreciate you guys taking some time out with me. Probably no more interviews with you until maybe next season. But as always, it's been my pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thanks for everything you guys do for us.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate you.
Head coach Darren Pappas, athletic director Brandon Schaefer, our guest this morning on Meet the Community. We'll have another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.